Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Jets, Jets, Jets. New York's coming alive. Dante Adams is going to be wide out for the New York Jets. Fireman Ed is going nuts in the stands already. And Aaron Rodgers. As happy as Larry, as they say.
They are going to be hopefully recouping some of the awesome stuff they put together when they were both with the Green Bay Packers. Davante Adams, Aaron Rodgers together again. Jets fans celebrating all over New York. And I'm pretty happy for the two guys, you know. Davante Adams.
It's going to be great for Jets. They got a chance. Let me tell you something. They got a chance to win that division.
Well, yeah, they do.
With adding Dante Adams to it, believe me.
They do have a chance to win that division with Davante Adams and Aaron Rodgers. But the reality of it is that even if they don't win the division, they've got a guy at quarterback now that has proven in the postseason that he can win. So the division isn't going to be as easy as they thought it was going to be to win when they made this trade, because right after they made the Davante Adams trade, another division rival made a move to counter that trade, which we will get into in the next segment of this show. We're going to talk the NFL. We're going to talk college football, Major League Baseball, WWE, and of course, everyone's favorite segment, the Jabronis of the Week. Eddie's got one on tap that I'm very excited about, because not only does it feel like it needs to be said, but it could also be taken multiple ways. I'm very excited to get into that.
Without a doubt, man. You know, I'm going to come up with, hey, that's how come we are Mouthing Off, because we are the brand, man. We make it happen.
Well, I like to mouth off. My mouth rarely stops running, and most people wish it would. But we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
Mouthing Off all over the world.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
There are so many things I love about fall weather. The crisp air, the changing leaves, it's all so magical. Until my kids catch a chill outside. That's where Kohl's comes in. With cozy layers, warm jeans, and more. I found all the styles my kids need when the seasons change. Plus, I got 20% off with a coupon. And earn Kohl's cash. So here's my style forecast. Prep better for fall weather at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end October 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items, including select bath products. Plus, save $10 on one-gallon cans and $50 on five-gallon pails of Valspar Signature Paint. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to hundreds of Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offer valid 10-10 through 10-16. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, no. Wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Mouthing off all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined by the Continental lover, Eddie Mansfield. And Eddie, football season in full effect. We're nearing the halfway point, and teams are showing who's who. We're finding out who the best teams in the NFL are. We're finding out what teams need to make moves. And speaking of making moves, look at yourself in the mirror. That is not the right clothing that you have on. And if you need to get the right clothing, you need to go to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. And if when you look in the mirror, you think you look frumpy and dumpy, go to odark30.com. They can fix that for you.
Oh, without a doubt. Thank you, Lenny, for making me look like a true badass that I am.
You didn't need it for that. You look like a badass regardless of what you're wearing, but it does make you look like even more of one, Eddie. Jumping back into what we were talking about, big All trade right. news today. Davante Adams gets shipped from the Raiders to the Green Bay Packers. And I will say this, typically when I feel like there's an athlete who's being paid millions and millions of dollars, I'm on the side of shut up and play football. I did not feel that way about Davante Adams. I feel like he got thrust into a situation where he had to put his foot down and say, I'm not going to keep changing coaches. I came here because my college quarterback was here and I wanted to rekindle that relationship, and you guys cut him. So many things going wrong. Davante Adams wanted out, and I feel like he had a good reason to get out, and now he is out. He's back with Aaron Rodgers, but right after that breaks, the Bills make a trade for Amari Cooper with the Cleveland Browns, who are rightfully so mailing it in, I think, this season. I think they've realized that the Deshaun Watson experiment was a bad one. They're probably hoping that they can get in the top three picks.
Well, you know, Watson does better at massage parlors, on the football field.
He was a great quarterback until this all popped up. I mean,
was.
That's exactly right. And it was just a whole, that whole situation was so strange because they had a guy and everybody at the time, I don't know what the knock on Baker Mayfield was, maybe because he didn't take him to the Super Bowl in his first couple seasons, but
he's the hottest thing in the NFL at the moment.
I'll tell you what, that's the thing.
Please.
You give up on these guys too soon. The same thing's happening with Sam Darnold. You give up on these things too early, and you will actually end up paying the price for shipping a guy out too early. And the Cleveland Browns, have made that mistake. The New York Jets are not suffering from it right now because they have Aaron Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers is like almost my age, and there's no way that I could be going out on a football field. So he's not going to be their answer there in New York. So it's a Band-Aid on that.
You know what Aaron says? They were talking about one of his receivers, you know, cutting on a dime. He goes, look, I'm an old white guy. He said, my knees are bad. My back is bad. So you want me to cut on a dime? And, you know, I was thinking, what I said, I'd have looked at them and said, yeah, I'm making cut on a quarter, but not a dime.
I don't know that I could cut on a 50-cent piece, my man.
Oh, man, I'd try.
Speaking of the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, the Bills overcame a Hail Mary touchdown throw by Aaron Rodgers to beat the Jets 23-20. Josh Allen, who now has another weapon in Amari Cooper, who is one of those Alabama stud receivers that was wasting away in Cleveland.
I got to say this, Jeff, when you bring up Cooper, he's the most underrated wide receiver in the game of football. They've never took advantage of how talented he is. I guarantee you, Josh Allen with the Buffalo Bills, remember the name, Amari Cooper.
Well, I don't see.
He will show up.
I don't see a whole lot of difference between like Mike Evans, Baker Mayfield to Mike Evans, as I would have seen Baker Mayfield to Amari Cooper. It was just a big mistake by the Cleveland Browns. But you know what? That's what they do.
That's why they call it mistake on the lake.
Yeah.
Prime example right there.
Yeah, Greg Zuerlein missed a field goal, two field goals, both hit the upright, and the Jets fall to the Buffalo Bills after.
You know, my buddy Pat McAfee, I just got to say this. You know, he's an ex-kicker, right?
Yep.
And I guess it's kind of like not talking about your ex-wife. I guess that's what Pat McAfee is, you know, about kickers. He didn't bring up any kickers at all ever screwing up. Well, yeah. This guy cost the Jets a prime time Monday night football game because he missed two field goals. Okay, well, you're paid to kick. That's it.
And this is
the damn ball.
This is a veteran. This isn't Greg Zuerlein's been in the league for a while now.
Yeah, and
this
is a joke.
It may be time for a new kicker in New York. They got a new coach. They got a new quarterback. They got a new wide receiver. Maybe time for a new kicker. Although now that Aaron Rodgers has Devontae Adams, hopefully it's not coming down to a last minute field goal to win the game.
Point.
Yeah. The NFC North is the best division in the NFL this year. Its teams are 16-4 in non-division games. And we'll start at the top. The Minnesota Vikings, a team that really nobody, I think, saw coming. They moved on from Kirk Cousins. He goes to Atlanta. They bring in Sam Darnold, who he was supposed to be the backup there, if I'm not mistaken. And
yeah, for J.J. McCarthy. And J.J. went down. And that was the greatest thing that ever happened.
Yep. So Sam Darnold now has the Vikings 5-0. I know the Vikings have a good fan base. I have a few friends that are big Vikings fans. I'm very happy for them. That's a fun team to watch. The Lions are 4-1. They could be 5-0.
Best team in the NFL.
I agree. They are the best team in the NFL. They just lost a very big time man in Aiden Hutchinson, one of their ends on the defense. But I don't think that's going to kill them. They have.
You know what they need to do, Jeff?
What's that?
They need to go because the Jets today. I just heard it on the wire, as they say, that they gave Drew Rosenhaus is now representing Hassan Reddick. Well, he needs to be calling Detroit Lions and plug him right in with the Lions. And then you're going to see, Hassan, if your ass shows up to play football, because you won't play for Dan Campbell. He will run your ass off if you don't play.
Yeah.
Let's see if he's any good.
Listen, I couldn't disagree with you more. You don't bring a guy like that into a team that seems to have good chemistry and seems to be able to put it together. You mourn the loss of Aiden Hutchinson for the rest of the season.
Oh, he's hard to replace,
but you
man,
move right
you
through.
Can.
You honestly, though, this is the thing, is that there are 11 guys on the defense that all are equally important. There's never been a defense that's been one guy ever. There have been big name guys on defenses that have been terrible, and there have been big name guys on defenses that have been great. And yes, Aiden Hutchinson is great, but he is not the entire defense, and the Lions have a good defense. It's just not going to be as good as it was with Aiden Hutchinson, but I still think it'll be very good. The Packers and Jordan Love and the Bears with Caleb Williams, both 4-2. The Bears, I'm going to start to say I may have been wrong about Caleb Williams. It looks like he's the real deal. He may be a legit number one overall pick. He's not the best of the two quarterbacks picked in that draft as of yet, because he is the other guy is he could be the MVP of the league this year over for the Washington Commanders. And Caleb Williams looks like he may be a legit number one overall quarterback. He's playing for a team that got a high pick in the draft, so they were no good, and they've turned around. He's making them look very good. The Packers.
Well, you can talk about Jaden Daniels all you want, but you know it's fine to put up stats. You got to beat the teams like a Baltimore Ravens. You got to be able to beat them. You just not throw the ball and put up stats.
Hey,
you got to win the damn game.
Jaden Daniels did not lose that game against the defense because they could not stop.
How many points did Washington put up?
Well, the thing is that when your offense has to be on the field to put up points, and they ran Derrick Henry down the throats of the Washington Commanders and they couldn't stop him. And the secondary of the Commanders is not looking very good either, which could be a problem for Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. But we're talking about the NFC North right now, and they have Sam Darnold, Jordan Love, Caleb Williams, and Jared Goff are the quarterbacks of that division. And all four of them are looking like the franchise quarterbacks.
Yeah,
for those.
I mean, each one of them is a franchise quarterback. I mean, Jared Goff just the other day was 18 for 18. Dallas Cowboys. How'd you like them Lions?
He's the only one. Well, Jordan Love, there was an argument for coming into this year, was the franchise quarterback. But Jared Goff was the only guy that you were going to definitely be calling a franchise quarterback coming into the season. Caleb Williams is looking like one. Sam Darnold, absolutely nowhere, is looking like a franchise quarterback. The NFL, so fun. Enjoyable to watch, and it is not disappointing this year. You know, let's get back to the AFC East, because you now have the Jets with Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. You have the Bills with Josh Allen and Amari Cooper, and it looks like the Miami Dolphins are going to get their guy back soon. It looks like Tua Tagovailoa is going to make his return to the Miami Dolphins. Do they become, the New England Patriots I think that they are as good as the Bears. The Bears are obviously showing out right now, but the New England Patriots, they may pretty soon have an argument to say the NFC North isn't the best division in football. The AFC East is.
Well, you know, Drake May is, I told you, that guy is that good.
I know.
They finally put him in and you see it. I mean, the guy is really, really good. They're doing all this woke bull stuff with white quarterbacks. You know, let's not have a white quarterback anymore. It's got to be an all black guy. You know, you can't judge people by the color of their skin. You go by the talent of their body.
Sports is merit-based, and it always will be. And the best quarterback is going to be your quarterback. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey! Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, and I'm so happy for the New York Jets. Finally, the Jet fans have something to cheer about, and they can forget about Joe Willie Namath. How old is Joe Willie Namath? That's all they can talk about. You remember when Joe? No, I don't remember when Joe Willie Namath was there.
Eddie, I want to kiss you.
Why?
That's what Joe Namath said to that reporter. Got in all kinds of trouble.
Oh, we haven't heard Susie Colbert.
We haven't heard from Joe Namath since. They've not put a camera or microphone anywhere near him. I was talking earlier about the fact that I've been listening to one of my favorite radio show hosts of all time, and he's been saying something which has really gotten me thinking, and that is that every man should have a mirror outside of his shower, so when he gets out of the shower, he's reminded of the fact that you're just a human being. But if you want to transform yourself from that guy you see naked in the mirror to a real stud, go to odark30.com. You slap on, I'm telling you, man, I walk out of my front door every morning in my Odark 30 boots and my robe to get my newspaper, and I want the neighbors to look at me and say, what's going on over there? I'm going to look at them. I'm going to flash my boots. This is what's going on over here. I'm a badass going to get my newspaper, which I still, for some reason, in 2024, walk to the end of my driveway and get a newspaper. But I do it at my Odark 30 boots and my robe, and I love my boots. They're so comfortable. I wear them right when I get out of the shower. I throw them on. I throw on my robe, drink my coffee in them, and I go get my newspaper in them. Odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Go check them out.
Yeah, well, he just got to be able to kick Goofy's ass when he come over and mess with you over at Disney. You know?
I know. I do. There. It's funny, though. I will say this. Living here, I am definitely not a Lenny-style badass, but I am a redneck, and I do like to do redneck things, and I live in a neighborhood that has a conservation area right across the street from me, and I walked out the other day, and there was an 8-point buck. I have a picture of him. I'll send to you. There's an 8-point buck just sitting across from my house mocking me, saying, you can't shoot me in this neighborhood. And I was like,
well, you're not a real redneck, because a redneck would have shot his ass, believe me.
I can tackle you and break your neck, so you better be careful standing out there and mocking me. My wife would never forgive me. Let's jump into college football, Eddie. The game of the week this past weekend was obviously numbers 2 and 3 facing off. Oregon takes it. They beat Ohio State. Dillon Gabriel, the former UCF quarterback who made the move to Oregon, looks like, to be honest, he's got to be a COVID guy, because I feel like he's been playing college football for a decade now. But Oregon goes
Now he's going to finally get his comeuppance. Yeah, I didn't realize he played at UCF. UCF,
yeah.
University You Can't Finish in Orlando.
Yeah, he did. He came here and the coach left and he transferred out not long after that, the guy that went to Nebraska. And so I don't blame him that much, but it would have been fun to watch him here in
great
UCF in the bounce house. But he moves on to Oregon, and now he's in the running to they got 6 number one votes in the rankings. Texas obviously still number one, deservedly so. But Oregon, I mean, you when that's the thing here is when you have numbers 2 and 3 play and one of them wins, you expect them to jump number one because that's obviously a huge resume builder. But Texas is just one of those teams that you're not going to be able to do it. You can't jump over them. They're a juggernaut right now. And there was just, unfortunately, it's one of those years where in the past, it would have been an easy call. We're making Oregon number one. Unfortunately for Oregon, they're not going to be number one as of right now. Texas is going to have to lose.
And they shouldn't be.
No.
Texas or Georgia are the two best teams in the country. I'm just telling you.
Well, I would argue
one
for...
one of them's going to lose Saturday.
I would argue I would argue for an undefeated Oregon over a one-loss Georgia at any day of the week.
Just check the schedule.
Right now, I could. And because of the fact that Oregon is now playing in the Big Ten, they have a legitimate schedule now. So it's not the SEC, but it's the closest thing to it. The Big Ten is the closest thing to the SEC.
At Dan Lanning?
Yeah.
Oh, great coach. He's going to have some great years in Oregon, believe me.
Yeah. So here's the thing. This is another weird anomaly of this year, too, is so Georgia and Alabama, both one-loss teams, are numbers 5 and 7. Ohio State, after losing to then number 3 Oregon, is number 4 now. This isn't typically the way it goes. You still have an undefeated Miami. You have an undefeated Iowa State. BYU, I don't know if I could make an argument for them. Pitt, nah. But really, those Miami being number 6, while one loss, Ohio State and Georgia, is above them, is a strange thing. Penn State moved up to number 3, deservedly so, 6-0 in the Big
Ten. Well, they went into USC and beat them.
Yeah. The reality of it is that all three of those top teams are good enough to be number one, but Texas just stands out above everybody else. I'd be stunned.
Hey, I just got to say this. I'm going to make a prediction right now.
Right.
For my buddy who runs the Orange Hat Brewery in Knoxville, Tennessee on Cherry Street, mm-hmm. when you're up there, go by and see Tilly for me, that Tennessee Volunteers are going to beat the Crimson Tide of Alabama.
So let's talk this for a second. Let's just say the season ended this week. It doesn't. We're only halfway home. But as of now, the 12 teams that would be going into the playoff would be Texas, Oregon, Penn State, all undefeated. No arguments there. Ohio State and Georgia, one loss teams, losses to big teams. Miami, 6-0 still. Alabama also lost to Alabama's loss was to Arkansas. There's no reason Alabama should be number 7. LSU, an SEC team with one loss, there's an argument to be made there. Iowa State, undefeated. Clemson, 5-1. Their one loss was it to Texas? Did Texas?
Georgia.
Oh, Georgia. They lost to Georgia in the first week of the season. Tennessee and Notre Dame, all one loss teams. So they wanted to get rid of the argument of who's in and who's out, who belongs in and who belongs out. And that is a really cool top 12. But here's the thing. Number 13 is Brigham Young. They're undefeated. Number 16 is Indiana. They're undefeated.
You know, they got a Jewish quarterback, BYU.
Nice. That's
Can
awesome.
Can you imagine that a college founded by, Brigham Young himself,
yeah,
who's a Mormon,
yeah,
that has a Jewish quarterback. You know what? They got T-shirts printed up for him. It's called BYJew, and they sell the hell out of those damn things.
I like
That's how good this kid is. I mean, he really is. He played on Yom Kippur.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, then he's not that good. Then he's not that much of a Jew.
We need a BYU in there. We need the salt and pepper in there, baby. We need a mix up. You know what I mean? Where like an Oregon, a BYU, and all that. I mean, those guys are good. They really, really are.
Yeah. So that's the thing, is that we are still this. You can't do. There's no amount of teams that are going to end the argument of somebody getting screwed out of being in the playoff. If it ended today, BYU would be that team getting screwed out of being in the playoff. They're 6-0. Texas A&M, a one-loss team in the SEC, would have an argument. Indiana, undefeated in the Big Ten. We're still, at the end of the season, almost guaranteed going to argue over that last team that didn't get it.
Yeah, but don't that make football great?
It does kind of make college football great, unless you're the guy whose team gets screwed, like Florida State last year. I mean, I'm not a Florida State guy. I'm a Hurricane. So watching Florida State, an undefeated team, not get an ACC champion, not get into the playoff was ridiculous. So any Florida State fan,
you know something? What's really funny?
Yes,
is that now they can justify it by the way Florida State has played this year.
Yeah, but 10 of those players went in the top in the first round of last year's draft.
Well,
so
hey, let me tell you something. Florida State's been playing football players forever.
Yeah.
So you just buy you another team. They tried to buy themselves a quarterback. That guy's a joke.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Miami bought him, and Miami's been buying players for a lot longer than Florida State. So,
remember
when we were talking about this, and I said all the teams that were known for paying players were going to be winning the most, and I said Southern Methodist, and you laughed at me. 21st,
they doing it.
They're number 21 in the rankings, right, and they're on their way up. So it's only a matter of time before it's Miami, SMU. Alabama, Georgia.
Hey, all the great ones, man, that know how to pay players, they're going to win.
Yeah.
If you know what they always said in the SEC? Simple. You ain't cheating, you ain't winning.
Yeah.
Period.
Well, that's the thing, is they finally have opened up the books, and you're allowed to go out and recruit and pay, and the kids are going to go to those big schools, and the schools with the best boosters are going to get the best players.
Well, Manning is making $3.1 million.
Yeah, Texas has good boosters. He was getting paid.
They got that oil money.
he was getting paid to back up Quinn Ewers that much. Yeah, so.
He gets paid more than Quinn Ewers.
Yeah.
So it's like 1.5.
Quickly, let's get into this Texas versus Georgia in Austin this coming week, and Tennessee versus Alabama. That's going to shake up those rankings a bit.
Oh, yeah, because I got my Texas hat on now.
Yeah. I think Texas beats Georgia, but I think if there is a team in the universe that can beat Texas, it's probably Georgia, and Alabama's probably saying, well, wait, we beat Georgia. I think that the any given Saturday came up in that one. But we're going to see Carson Beck versus Quinn Ewers, and it's going to be a fun weekend of football.
I believe that they're going to have to bring Manning off the bench.
We don't have time to talk about that. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
All over the world.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor with the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, before I was rudely interrupted by Jeff Taylor,
hey.
I was saying that they're going to have to bring in Arch Manning to make sure that they win that game against Georgia in Austin. And let me tell you something, when Manning hits the field, it will be ballistic in the great city of Austin, Texas. I'm just telling you.
So you're right. I had to rudely interrupt you there. And I know that during the break you were saying that you were going to put me on the bench and that your new co-host was going to be Quinn Ewers. But I'm not going to put up with that, Eddie. I'm here to stay.
I'm not a Quinn Ewers. He's not my favorite quarterback. At least give me Manning. You know, I got to. If I'm going to replace a superstar, I got to have another superstar to replace him.
All right. Thank you very much. Speaking of superstars, our buddy Lenny over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Style is the key. A 5-star. If you can make Jeff Taylor look good, you did it right, Lenny.
I know.
You just did it right.
I know. Even in my cutoff jean shorts with my boots, I look awesome. In my robe with my boots, I look awesome.
He thinks he's a mafia don in that damn robe, you know?
I feel like one. I feel like I'm running the mafia when I'm wearing my Odark 30 boots. That's how comfortable they are.
Well, wait till they pop a cap in your ass. You ain't going to think that way.
I don't think they could, because when I wear my Odark 30 boots, I feel like I could do a tactical roll and get out of the way and pull out my piece and boom, 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 return fire, because my Odark 30 boots.
I'm not going to justify that one. I'm just not going to go there.
All right. The Mets and the Dodgers. Otani's bat finally quieting down. The Mets beat the Dodgers 7-3 in game two to tie that series. The Dodgers pretty much destroyed the Mets in game one. The Mets said, I'll be your Huckleberry. They came back in game two and did the same thing to the Dodgers. So now that series is tied. And let me tell you, Eddie, I feel like the Mets are the wild card team. Came in
hot.
They're
going to beat them. They're going to go back to New York. And they're going to just beat them Dodgers and send them home. Even though the networks are pushing Yankees-Dodgers because it's number one market against number two market, which is money. But it's too bad. They're going to get a number one market.
I'm hoping that
they're going to have a Subway Series is what they're going to have.
I hope so, because I got to be honest. I do not feel like flying between New York and L.A. on the MLB schedule, because it's fly work. So the World Series needs to be a Subway Series or Cleveland and New York or Cleveland and L.A. No New York to L.A. flights for your boy Jeff.
Boy, wouldn't that be great if New York and New York.
I mean, I could stay in a hotel in the middle and just drive.
Oh, hell, you stay at the W right there in Midtown. Are you nuts? That's where you stay, you know?
Yeah. I'm not writing off.
It's a beautiful thing.
I'm not writing off the Dodgers, nor am I writing off the Guardians. The Cleveland Guardians are a team of really
sponsored by Trojan.
They're a really good team. The Yankees have all the names, but Cleveland is just top to bottom playing like a team. So I'm not writing them off. Do I think that the Yankees are more likely to win? Absolutely. They have a star-studded murderer's row of batters, just like the Dodgers do, though. You go down that Dodgers lineup, they got some names in that Dodgers lineup too, but it's I really feel that this is the Yankees. Aaron Judge is getting ready to enter the stratosphere. He's going to take the Yankees to the World Series for the first time in a long time. Yeah. Yeah.
It's and great for my buddy Jeff.
Yeah,
well, he won't have to travel. He can stay and go right down in Midtown to all those great restaurants and just love life. You know, that's what you'll be doing.
I'm more of a prefix and over near the Barclay Center guy, but I can eat at Midtown too. The Yankees.
Oh, so you want to go back all the way to Brooklyn?
Yeah. I love
well,
those.
You got some good grub in Brooklyn. I guarantee you that.
I love those prefix meals all over the place in Hell's Kitchen. Forget about it, man. I could eat there every night happily.
Yeah, I hope you don't go strolling down with your damn bathrobe in your old dark 30 boots in Hell's Kitchen. You will get shot, believe me.
Or they'll think I'm what's his name, the guy that was running the mob and acting like he was crazy all those years,
Bonanno.
Walking around in a row. Yes. But anyway,
Bonanno.
The
there's little Bonanno.
the Yankees, Gerrit Cole obviously was the stud. He was the ace of that squad. But Carlos Rodon, a guy who has been hurt a lot in his career. The arm has been a problem for him, oft injured. They take a flyer on Carlos Rodon. They pay him $162 million for 6 years.
Yeah, that's where his arm got hurt. And counting that damn money.
Well, no, it was before that. He's been pretty much an ace or hurt his entire career. And unfortunately for Carlos Rodon, it's been hurt more than ace. But whenever he's in there, he is an absolute stud, and he has been a stud for the Yankees and stayed healthy so far. There was some celebrity sightings at that Yankees game in game one. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce came to the show. I thought the contract was up and that they were in that relationship, but it looks like they extended the contract and they're staying together.
All you jock sniffers, I just got to say something. You write a guy off and he's willing to say, hey, this is Mr. and Miss Swift. And so, I mean, he'll be there for a long time. He's going to be, you know, Travis Kelce is making bank being her boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's on every friggin' damn commercial.
Yep. Yeah,
you know him and his fat ass brother from Philly.
I like him. You know, I like Jason.
He thinks he's a good looking dude. He's not good looking. Ain't nothing good looking. Hey, please, man, you are a sinner in the NFL. Ain't nothing pretty about you.
Every chick
Even
has a type.
Your ass is too fat.
Every
you know?
Chick
I mean,
has a type.
On.
He's some chick's type. But the
350-pound.
If you ever want to have a laugh, go check out Travis Kelce's dating history before Taylor Swift. He did a 180. Let me just say, and
no,
I'm not talking about the fame. The WWE has a 10-year deal with Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, do you see that belt they made for that son of a gun?
No, I'm interested
it's like
to
50
see
50 carats, all kind of. Rubies, I don't know if it's rubies or whatever, some gemstones or whatever. It's an expensive ass belt. And I was, you know, talking to a friend of mine, an ex wrestler, one of the biggest boys in the business. And I said, well, if they screw him on the payoff, they just go cash that belt in. You know what I mean? So,
I'm going to get into some inside baseball here, Eddie. When you win a championship belt, do you keep the belt?
In wrestling?
Yeah.
Some you do. It just depends on what. If you won that belt, no, hell no, you're not keeping that belt.
No.
That's going back to the office. But you know, I had 22 different championships, and I've got 15 belts.
Yeah, that's what I wondered. I mean, I know you hand off the belt, but do you keep one, and they bring out a new one for you to hand off if you lose?
Yeah. Well, when I lost, one of the biggest belts I won was when I was in Los Angeles, the America's Heavyweight Championship. The one I had was black,
yeah.
You know, and when they brought it back, that's the one they gave me. The one that they brought out had a red strap,
huh.
And which was cool because, you know, I as a continental lover, I had bleach blonde hair, and you know, I was kind of like a really out there kind of guy, you know.
Yep.
When I showed up, I was showtime, and I loved the belt being black because it didn't interfere, you know, with my costumes or anything I had. And I love being the America's Heavyweight Champion. They took good care of me. They really did.
So the crown jewel on November 2nd, it's going to be Cody Rhodes versus Gunther for the new crown jewel belt. That's the belt you're talking about. Liv Morgan versus Nia Jax. So they're finally moving on from the Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, no. No, you cannot move along. No, I'm just telling you, Liv Morgan and Rhea stinging ass Ripley will draw a lot of money.
Roman
and they're just going over, and Liv Morgan's going to whip old Nia Jax ass, and that, because Nia Jax, you know, God bless her, she's sweet as she can be, but she can't do a lot.
Yeah,
she's so heavy. You know what I mean? It's like the Goodyear blimp. You know, I mean, they can only do so many moves.
Roman Reigns and Jimmy Uso are going to take on the Bloodline. Are they not part of the Bloodline? I'm so confused here.
Well, they really are. I mean, well, if you're confused, everybody else is confused.
Okay, good.
That's what I'm saying. You know, they need to kill that Bloodline bullshit stuff off. And I caught myself.
I know.
Yeah, I did.
I know.
Hey, they need to just really tone down that Bloodline. It's just old.
Yeah,
it's really old hat.
Well,
I'm just telling you.
Here's the thing: is it's
but
cool.
Liv Morgan is not old hat.
No,
that's nine and heavy chains. And let me tell you something: as you go down and when you follow that up with the next match, we'll discuss Liv Morgan,
Rhea Ripley versus Raquel Rodriguez.
Well, this nine and heavy chains, good looking blonde's going to show up.
Yeah, and Raquel Rodriguez is going to win that match.
Rhea Ripley is going against Rodriguez, and it's like two guys, you know, it's like two big, both of them are real big girls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they got a great body and they look good.
Yeah.
But Liv Morgan's going to come in there and change the whole world for Rhea Ripley.
All right.
That's just the way it is.
All right. Let me say what I was going to say about the Bloodline real quick. I think that it was a good bit when there was the Bloodline and they were going against other Bloodlines. But when members of the Bloodline are then going against the Bloodline, you got to cut off the Bloodline. Anyway, I'm not a guy that knows how to write the show, but I will say this. I'm a guy that knows
how... Well, just give me a damn transfusion then, big boy. Who's it gonna be, Jabodio? Oh, mercy. I've been waiting. All these jock sniffers, let me tell you something. All you ESPN woke son of guns over there are pushing to try to get Russell Wilson the starting job for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know something? You've been played just like the marks you are. You're a bunch of jock sniffers, never played a game, but maybe a poker in your life, and you're bad at it. Because Mike Tomlin has been playing you like the suckers that you are. Why would he replace Justin Fields? Answer that, Jeff. Why would you? This guy is he's doing a great job. Why would you replace him with Russell Wilson, who they ran out of Denver? He was so bad, Denver Broncos will pay his salary to the Pittsburgh Steelers to get rid of his ass. What does that tell you?
Well, here's the thing about Russell Wilson. It's been proven. He was a system quarterback. Geno Smith, who we had all thought had moved on a decade earlier, stepped into that role and looks like Russell Wilson playing for the Seattle Seahawks. So obviously...
Same system.
So obviously, it wasn't Russell Wilson ever. It was Pete Carroll's system. And if you can plug Geno Smith into it and make him look like a good quarterback, then obviously Russell Wilson equals Geno Smith. And Geno Smith, I don't think, had a job anywhere forever before he got to Seattle. And Pete Carroll's laughing all the way home at Russell Wilson.
I'll tell you who's not going to be laughing if they put him in as a quarterback is Mike Tomlin.
Well, Mike Tomlin makes that decision.
Because they're going to lose the game with Russell Wilson as quarterback.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet. Oh.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that 5th doctor.
Mouthing Off. All over the world.
The Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Melbourne, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I got to tell everybody listening, we went into the break, and after the last break, Eddie saying that he was going to put me on the bench and bring in Quinn Ewers to replace me in this one.
I never said that. I told you, Quinn Ewers is not my guy.
He said to me in this break, he said, Jeff, I'm going to go and get Russell Wilson, and I'm putting him on. I'm putting him in. You're going on the bench. And I was like, but Eddie, I've been winning. And he said, well, yeah. All those guys at ESPN said that you definitely need to be replaced, and I'm replacing you with Russell Wilson. This may be a system job that I'm in, Eddie. Maybe you can put anybody next to the Continental Lover, and they can sound awesome. How do I know?
Well, you and me been together a long time to be messing with a good formula.
Yeah,
you know, and it damn sure wouldn't be Russell Wilson. I can tell you that.
I will say this, though. If Geno Smith becomes available, you should probably grab him because he clearly can fit the system.
No, I don't think so. He can't walk and talk at the same time. That's not my kind of guy.
Anyway, fun show, Eddie. I love talking the NFL, and I love talking college football. You know, they are definitely lower tier on my favorite sports, but that doesn't mean anything because I love sports so much that even though baseball and hockey are my favorite sports and basketball right after that, and then come the NFL and college football, it doesn't matter. I love them all. Love talking about them. It's football time in the United States of America.
Oh, without a doubt. And it's SEC time. That's what they say. It's SEC time, without a doubt.
Absolutely. And
everybody's going to be watching Texas versus Georgia.
There are so many good games this season. We're coming off a weekend when we had Oregon at Ohio State. And now We have Texas and Georgia, and Tennessee and Alabama.
Oh, yeah, that's like two national.
Unbelievable.
That's how great these teams are.
Yeah.
I mean, people are so fortunate to be fans.
Yeah, it's
of
a good
the SEC.
It's a good year for college football. There's been so much fun. I'm obviously enjoying it because my Hurricanes are doing well, which it's been a very long time since that's been the case. But outside of that, with Texas, they're back. They're on the map. They got two great kids. And it's just been a fun football season, Eddie. But we're out of time here. So tell them goodbye.
Hey, who you picking, Texas or Georgia?
I'm picking Texas, but I will say I won't be stunned if Georgia pulls it off.
Well, for Jeff Taylor, hook 'em horns. This is the Continental Lover saying, see you next week.